Now Father Zeus, benched high on Ida, moved great Ajax to retreat. He stood stock still, and tossed his sevenfold shield over his shoulder, dazed with dread. With half-closed eyes he glared at the crowd, a wild thing brought to bay, turning a little, shifting knee past knee. So formidable in his fear he was, like a dun lion from a stable-yard, driven by hounds and farmhands. All night long they watch and will not let him take his prey, his chosen fat one. Prowling, craving meat, he cannot make a breakthrough. Volleying javelins are launched against him by strong arms. Firebrands bring him to heel. For all his great elan and heartsick, he retreats at dawn. So Ajax, heartsick before the Trojans, foot by foot retreated grudgingly for the ship's sake. An ass that plods along a field will be too much for attacking boys. On his dumb back, stick after stick may break. Still he will enter standing grain and crop it, even as boys are beating him, so puny is their strength, and barely will they drive him from the field when he is gorged on grain. In the same way, the confident Trojans and their best allies continuously made the son of Telamon their target, with direct hits on his shield. Remembering his power in attack, sometimes he turned at bay and held the advance of Trojan squadrons, then resumed retreat, but kept them from the straight path to the ships, while he himself, between Achaeans and Trojans, forged his way. Spears thrown by brawny hands at times would stick in his great shield. The rest stood fixed midway in earth before they reached the white flesh they were famished for. Eurypylus, Euaemon's great son, realized his danger, seeing him hard-pressed by the missile hail, and moved over beside him. Stabbing out with his bright spear, he hit Phocius's son, Apiseon, a marshal, in the liver under his midriff, and unstrung his knees, then bent to take the armor from his shoulders. Godlike Alexandrus had seen him come, now saw him strip Apiseon. In all haste he drew his bow upon Eurypylus and hit him in the right thigh with an arrow, splintering the shaft, weighting the leg. Retiring now to bleed among his men and shun black death, Eurypylus cried sharply, "Friends, lords and nobles of the Argives, halt! Turn round and try to keep off death's hard hour from Ajax. He is driven back by spears. I would not say for sure he will survive the grinding war. Go form a wedge for Ajax, the son of Telamon.